If you could change one thing about your life in order to make it more fulfilling, what would that be? If you could adjust something in your life to make it more enjoyable, to make it happier, to make it a better experience, what would that be? Maybe some people would say, just a little bit more money. Maybe others would say, to be a little better looking. Some would say, maybe more success, or more friends, more fun, more experiences that are full of excitement, more memories to share with loved ones. Maybe less pain, less toil, less illness, less sickness, less hurt, less suffering, less drama. Just overall happiness. Who wouldn't want more than that? Perhaps that could make us have a better experience in life, and we would feel like we're getting the most out of life, that we're not falling or missing out on anything. But the message of Easter is that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus offers us fullness of life right now. We don't have to wait. We don't have to wish and hope that things were different. Your life right now, you can experience the fullness of life in Jesus. But that sounds nice and spiritual and hopeful, but oftentimes our human experience says otherwise. Usually, just in the day-to-day grind, it's just not the reality of how we experience our life. But why not? It should be. That should be the way in which the Christian experiences the world, with a profound sense of joy, feeling as though they are experiencing the fullness of life. In the Gospel of Matthew and Mark, we see an angel of the Lord is at the tomb and speaks to the women who go there to adore and offer prayers and spices and devotion to the empty tomb. And the angel of the Lord tells the women at the tomb that the one who you seek, Jesus the crucified, has been raised. And what I find really striking here in the Gospels, particularly in Mark and Matthew, they choose a passive verb in that sentence. They, instead of saying Jesus rose, they say Jesus has been raised. And that's a really subtle thing to point out, but I believe it's really significant because there's an important theological thing that we can point out here, that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is primarily the work of God the Father. God the Father raises God the Son, and that is his greatest work in human salvation. And this really speaks to the whole pattern of Jesus' entire life, that at every moment of Jesus' life, Jesus is receiving and cooperating with the Father. That Jesus never does anything on his own, that it's always in collaboration with, in union with, in communion with the Father. And this is really important because as Jesus rises from the dead, and as he says, I am the resurrection and the life, he's offering us fullness of life. And the way that we enter into this fullness of life is to follow the same pattern as Christ. The same pattern of what I would say is a radical receptivity of the Father's love. That at every moment, at every miracle that Jesus performed, every sermon that he preached, every exorcism that he participated in, every meal that he shared, every conversation that he had, every ordinary experience that he had in his life was with the Father. He was always receiving the Father's life and love. And because he was always receiving divine life and love, it overflowed to be shared with others, with everyone. And that's the pattern that we are to live as well, that we would constantly be receiving the grace of God, constantly be receiving his life and his love, so much so that we are just overwhelmed and overflowing with that divine life, power, and grace, with so much love in our heart and our soul that it just can't help but be shared with everyone that we encounter. This is the mark of the Christian. This is true joy. But you see, most of us go throughout our life and our day just totally forgetting to put ourselves in this posture, totally neglecting the fact that the divine living God is actively pouring himself into us. And we miss it, we reject it, we neglect it, we move on, and we decide instead to just live our life on our own terms. And then we get tired and beat up, and we find ourselves spiraling downward. But the Lord wants us to experience fullness of life. And although we do seek a new heavens and a new earth at the end of time, whenever we will be in the beatific vision with the total communion with the Holy Trinity, and that will be most glorious experience for all of us, although we do long for that, even now, on this side of death, even now, at this experience of our life, we can encounter and experience fullness of life. We don't have to be lacking. And that's our invitation for us for Easter Sunday. If you feel like you're falling short of that, encounter the risen Lord. If you feel like there's something missing in your life, receive the love of the Father. If you feel like there's more that you're longing for, be not afraid to put yourself in a position to be loved, and to actively receive the Father's life at every single moment. This should be happening for us every single day, as often as possible, as we can call it to mind, we can just pause and consider the fact that God the Father is actively loving you in this moment. Imagine how different your life would be if you would do this as a habit. This is the posture of the Christian, a radical receptivity, constantly receiving all that the Father has for you. Many of us feel like sometimes that God may not even be there. But you see, the great irony is that he's definitely there and he's pouring forth himself totally for us, but we are the ones just running away from him. But even as we run away, even as we close ourselves off, even as we neglect and reject and abandon Christ, he greatly desires to be with us. Notice two in the Gospels. If you go back to the Gospel of Matthew and Mark, you'll see that the instruction to the women at the tomb is to be not afraid and to go and tell Jesus' disciples to go to Galilee, and there they will see Christ. But notice these instructions. These are the instructions to tell the disciples, the same ones who rejected him and abandoned him at the cross, the same ones who didn't show up for him, the same ones who fled in fear, those same disciples Jesus seeks out. He desires to be with them. He invites them to come to encounter the risen Lord and to experience fullness of life. And what a great message of hope that is for me and for you, because we often find ourselves neglecting, rejecting, and abandoning Christ. But even still, the Lord says, come, receive all that the Father has for you, encounter the risen Lord, and experience fullness of life. That is the good news of the gospel. There's always hope in the risen Lord. As we continue with Mass today, I just want to invite you to consider, what holds you back from fully receiving the Lord's love for you? For many, it's fear or doubt. Maybe it's shame, or maybe it's straight up pride. Perhaps it's a combination of all four. But whatever that may be, what if today we just chose to put ourselves in a position of receptivity, to receive all that God has for you, to encounter the risen Jesus Christ, and to experience the fullness of life? Amen.